Sometimes trusting God with our finances is like riding a roller coaster blindfolded.
Mm.
I remember me and you in our first, second year of marriage, we went to Six Flags over Texas. We got on the roller coaster.
They don't have to blindfold me.
Welcome to Mind Matters with Dr. J.A. Jones. Dr. Jones is the head pastor of the Faith Community Church of God in Orange Park, Florida. Relationships, finances, our spiritual life, whatever it is, our problems start within, in our mind. Dr. Jones explores mental wellness through the application of God's word in our lives. It's just what the doctor ordered. Let's join him now and dig into Mind Matters.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Mind Matters with myself. I have a host with me, Cindy Jones. You want to say anything?
Yes, good to be here with you as a co-host.
If that's what you think you are just that.
Yes.
Guess what? Today is Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. Mm. You know, it is the first day of Holy Week and the Sunday before Resurrection or Easter. It commemorates Jesus Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. They were waving palm branches and just celebrating who he is.
Yes.
And what
Hosanna,
he has done.
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Yes.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Riding on a donkey.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were just waving. So we thank God for this day, what it represents, Palm Sunday. And we know next Sunday is Easter / Resurrection Sunday. Today it's about understanding why your money matters to God. Part two. Why your money matters to God. Sir, ma'am, your money do matter. I just want you to know. Your money matters to God. What you make. We talked about, I think last week, 3 times 9 is 27. 9 times 7 is 63. If you look at 2 and 7, it comes up to 9. If you look at the 6 and 3, it comes up to 9. What we do the last couple of weeks from this point, meaning the first 3 months of the year, what we have put in place, it's going to lead the charge, lead the march for the rest of the year, because we have put the first quarter, first things first. We have laid it out spiritually, relationally, I hope you did. I hope you have, financially, as well as mentally and physically. So as we get rolling here, we talked about the first thing was stewardship and responsibility. That's the first reason. The second reason was generosity and blessings. Now we want to address the third reason, trust and dependence. Wow.
Yeah, we left off with that one.
Trust and dependence.
Yes, it's important to trust God and remember who he is. He is our source, and we are dependent on him.
Absolutely.
You know, when we grow up, you know, in, from a child and we leave home, we consider ourselves adults, and we want to be independent.
Right, I am an adult.
But you're still dependent.
Yes.
We will never become independent.
What you mean I'm still dependent?
You're still dependent. You're still dependent on God?
Well.
Or we should.
We should. That don't mean we are now.
Yes. So. Some of us, we think we're grown and we don't need God.
Well, we don't need God. We're invincible. We're young. We're strong. Mm. We're vibrant. We're healthy. We got a little money in our pocketbook. We got a decent job. I mean, we can pay our own car payment, right? We can find an apartment somewhere.
But had God, if God was to decide not to give us breath in our body this morning, well that's the end of that.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. We got to have that oxygen. We
got to
have it. You know, the Bible says, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. Yet your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Then the scripture says, which my favorite, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. This is in Matthew chapter 6. And all these things will be added or given to you as well. So our money matters to God because we should trust him.
Yes.
And we should depend upon him. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
We're always going to be a dependent at some level as a believer, as a Christian.
As a person.
Well, as a person, but no matter what. Okay.
No matter what. We will never be independent of God. It's just up to us to recognize that and to live our life accordingly.
Okay. I agree. But it's kind of difficult at times, isn't it? Because a lot of times people have grown up with childhood adversity or adverse childhood experience and as relates to financial instability or abandonment, you know, and they have that deep-seated fear of lack that they did not have. So now they are an adult. They want to keep all they get, right? They want to hoard it. They want to hold on to it because no one taught them growing up or they did not have a good example of what it means to trust a father, what it means to depend on a father or a mother. The mother could have been an alcoholic. The father could have been the person that abandoned the family. The father could have been a gambler, addicted to different things or drugs. And so they didn't see their parents well, and they didn't see their parents much. So now they're living life as an adult. They know, hey, if I put in 40 hours and I get a paycheck, it's all mine. Even as a believer. We're talking about Christians.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't automatically translate to trust and dependence. But we want you to listen today, sir, ma'am, wherever you are. I know people today, they say they love God and they trust God, but they do not give. They don't give. I think people will give their time. They will at some point. People will even give their gifts or display their gifts, whatever that may be.
Talents.
Or their talents, gifts.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, tomatoes. Okay. People would do things. That's the bottom line.
Right.
But when it comes to their money, that's the last thing they want to give up. Because they're stingy. They want to hold on because maybe growing up, they didn't know what it means to trust.
Well, and you know, it takes money to live in society. Everything functions by, well, back in the day, it was barter. I give you some tomatoes, you give me some potatoes or something like that. Now that nowadays, you give me money before you get anything out of this store. Okay? So they need the money to function, to buy things, to pay for rent or buy a house or whatever the case may be. It takes money. And so people don't want to give it up because they figure they're going to need it for something else. But they fail to realize or think about the fact that God gave it to you. He gave you the ability to earn it, and he can give you more. He can touch somebody else's heart and mind to give to you.
Absolutely.
So you got to trust him. And he said, be a blessing. We are supposed to be a blessing to one another.
Right.
You know, to help each other out.
Absolutely.
And so we got to let go of the money and trust that God, since he is our source, that he's going to give us more.
Most people, I agree with what you're saying wholeheartedly, but most people, if you think about it, they get money in their hand. I'm talking about literally a $1 or $5 or $20 or $10 at some point, right? They get there in their hand.
Okay.
I have a $1 bill in front of me. I have a $5 bill in front of me. And Cindy just took my $20. See, she want more, right? She gave me, she gonna leave me with the $6. Oh my goodness. I guess six is the number of man. I can live with that. But it says on the $5 bill, on the front, it has Lincoln, right? Then on the back, it says, in God we trust. What does it say on the $20 bill? Who's
on the back of it says, in God we trust. I don't know.
Who's on the front?
Jackson.
Well, yeah, Jackson. It's pretty clear. Washington is on a $1 bill. But guess what? If I turn it over, it says, in God we trust. But do we really trust God?
Do we?
Next time you look, have your money in your hand, whoever's listening to me, who I don't know who this is for today, look at that $20 bill. Look at that $5 bill, that $10 bill. As we print this currency, you know, it's probably at the stage of superinflation now because we probably don't have the resources to back up the money we're printing in our society today. But either way, it says, in God we trust. I think we don't pay attention to it. To me, maybe our founding fathers trusted God in the beginning.
Yes.
In the beginning.
And the money was a resource.
Right. Right. But we still should trust God.
Right. Because he is the source.
And sometimes trust. Right. Sometimes, I mean, on a, just a thought, sometimes trusting God with our finances is like riding a roller coaster blindfolded. I remember me and you in our first, second year of marriage, we went to Six Flags over Texas. We got on the roller coaster.
They don't have to blindfold me. I've closed my eyes.
They don't have to blindfold you. You're going to close your eyes anyway. Right.
That's right.
Absolutely. But just imagine being on a roller coaster blindfolded. It can be scary at first, but exhilarating once you realize and understand that He's the one controlling the ride. God is the one in charge.
That's
what I mean by that. Life can be crazy. Sometimes it's not easy to trust God based on how we feel, the wind that is coming our way, whatever happens to
the
us today, whatever is on the news. Right. No, whatever, however our bank account looks like and the numbers that are there and what we don't have, what we really want to have. Life can be scary.
Yes. And that's why I started. Well, that's what helped me to get rid of the fear of flying in an airplane as well as riding a roller coaster.
Really? Tell me what? Please tell me.
Knowing that He's the one that's in control.
Okay.
Yes.
So you had you was afraid of airplanes.
Yes.
You definitely was afraid of roller coaster. I have no doubt. I was right there with you. Okay. And you was afraid of what else?
Swimming.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, the water.
It's the water. It's really the water.
Yes.
It's really the water.
Because you can't control water. You can't control fire either.
Right.
But yes. And flying or whatever is going to happen. Hey, Lord, I'm in your hands. So if something happens and I leave here, that was time for me to go.
You remind me of scripture in Proverbs because Proverbs is a book of wisdom. It says, trust in the Lord.
Yes.
I think it's Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, listen to me, sir, ma'am.
Ooh,
listen
God
to me.
Jesus.
Woman of God, man of God, listen to me. Whoever you are, wherever you are in life, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all your ways. Guess what God would do?
Direct your path.
He will do just that. He will direct you. He will guide you. Matter of fact, Psalms 37, which I pray every morning, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
The steps of a person are ordered by the Lord. So life should be lived because our money matters to God. Life should be lived in trusting and depending on God. Now, when we say that, I'm not just trusting and depending on anybody because, you know, I can let you down.
Oh,
you
yes.
may can let me down. So
see,
I can say I trust you.
You're reading my mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I was thinking about that scripture that said, trust no man.
Right.
And so we got to put our trust in God.
Absolutely.
Even in relationship, we have to trust God because each one of us are human and subject to error at any time.
Absolutely.
So we got to trust God. And that takes the fear out of relationships, too.
I agree. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I agree. It does take the fear out of relationship because when we learn to trust God's provision, it can help heal our wounds of the past.
Yes.
And it can alleviate financial anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important based on what you're saying. Trust. I mean, we just lean on God.
Mm-hmm.
That means whatever God has said, I got to believe it and I got to live it.
Yeah, and I think that's why a lot of times people don't want to give to give like in church, you know. They think they give into a person. I heard someone say the other day, they say, "Well, I ain't giving my money to no preacher." You know, so that's why they don't give. But somebody loans some money to somebody and they get disappointed because they didn't pay them back. And so they don't trust.
Right.
But you put your trust in God. God will repay you. He said, give and it shall be given unto you.
Absolutely. That's a powerful passage, powerful scripture. And the scripture is always true.
Yeah. And your trust is in God, not the person.
Right. You know, Isaiah said, and I think it's 55. It could be chapter 55. It talks about the rains come down and water the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We got to trust God because His word would not return void.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Jones is the pastor of Faith Community Church of God in Orange Park, reaching a hurting world with the love of Jesus. We thank you for listening to Mind Matters, and we encourage you to show support for the many community outreach ministries that Dr. Jones and Faith Community Church tend to. You can give at Faith Community's website, faithccop.org, or just text money sign and the amount you want to give to 833-435-8022. That's 833-435-8022. We are blessed to be a blessing. Now let's get back to the program.
So as the rain comes down, it watered the earth, the grass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so forth, the same way as God's word goes forth,
yes,
it waters the soul of our heart,
yes,
our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it will bring forth an increase as we trust his mm-hmm. word.
Right.
Because his word will not go back to him empty or
right.
vain.
Right.
It won't go back to him meaningless.
Right.
It will be meaningful because we trust him.
Yes. And so when we, his word even tells us that when we loan to a person, don't expect it, don't give expecting it back, you know, because sometimes the person, for whatever reason, life may happen and they're not able to pay you back. So just go ahead and give it. You may, they say, well, can I borrow this money? And so it's like, okay. And a lot of times we tend not to give to people because we know they're not going to give it back.
Right.
You know, after
right.
a while, we gain some wisdom.
Right. Oh, wisdom.
And know who we can give to.
Right.
If, you know, but the word tells us if we give to somebody and don't expect it back.
Okay.
You know.
It does. Okay. All right. But, and I understand a lot
yeah.
of times we get disappointed and we roll that over to another relationship, another person.
Well, it changes the relationship.
It changed the current relationship.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Especially even in a family member or
oh,
if it's
yes.
not a family member.
Oh, yes.
Because most
they
of
remember
time,
they owe you.
They remember they owe you. You know, you get to a family reunion.
They try to avoid you.
Well, they avoid you at the family reunion. They avoid mm-hmm. the conversation or wherever it may be. But just give it to them. If they don't give it back, you know not to give that person much
anymore. Because you trust
anymore.
In God.
Right.
Amen.
And the, right. Absolutely. You trust in God through
to
the process.
To repay you.
Mm-hmm. So reason number four is integrity and honesty.
Yes.
This is the fourth reason and why our money matters to God. Proverbs chapter 10 says, verse number 9, whoever walks in integrity walks securely,
mm-hmm.
but whoever takes crooked path will be found out.
Yep.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11 says, honest scales and balances belong to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All the weights in the bag are of his making.
Mm-hmm.
We got to understand we have to be integrous with our money. God sees the heart. We see the outward of a person because it's so important to be honest in our financial dealings.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're not, it reflects our character and
yes.
our integrity before God, especially
yes.
when we say we are Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
We are a Christian.
Right.
We're following the truth.
Right.
We have the answer. I live like I'm, like I have the answer. And the answer is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the way, the truth, and the life. So fourth reason four means we got to be integrous and we have to be honest.
Mm-hmm. So what is integrity?
Your words and your actions are one.
Mm-hmm.
Integrous means to integrate your words, what you say, and your behavior. They are one. They're not inseparable.
Okay,
you can't
so you
separate
don't say
them.
One thing and do another.
You do not say one thing and do another. If not, that person lacks integrity or the ability
mm-hmm.
to hold themselves together. That leads me to this particular point because a lot of times people are suffering from adverse childhood experiences, of deception or betrayal, and that can lead to difficulties in being integrous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and their relationship with God can be hindered,
mm-hmm.
you know, with financial matters, because we're talking about why our money matters to God. It's because this radio show and this moment is all about why your money matters to God. Because when we're honest about where we are with our money or the money that we do have and we're transparent, you know, we got to know that that's on the right road of saying, okay, I got to be integrous. I got to be honest.
Okay. So, you know, over the years, we've heard integrity is doing the right thing when no one is looking. I guess that would be more of honest. Yeah.
Cool. I think it's both.
It's both.
They're cousins.
Right.
I mean, they're related. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I say your words and your actions, I mean, you could be keep your own word to yourself. Mm-hmm. When you say you're going to do something.
Because you have a conscience.
Yes, you have a conscience.
You got to live with yourself.
Absolutely.
And hopefully you can sleep at night.
Right. But then when you're with a group of people or you're with another person and you do totally different than what you told yourself you were going to do, you lack integrity or honesty with yourself.
Right.
You know what the scripture says in the book of James? That we should be hearers and doers.
Right.
If we hear and don't do, we're deceiving our own selves.
That is
based
true.
On what you just talking about. And I think it's so important. So a lot of times people say they don't have it, but they do have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they're doing with what they have.
Right.
They may be gambling the money away.
Mm-hmm.
They may have an addiction that is hidden behind the scenes that the spouse or the children or even people in their circle don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be delaying gratification.
Mm-hmm.
They're spending a lot of money on the weekends and not doing what they say they're going to do, whether you're giving 10% to the church, whether you're giving 20%, whatever you're giving to a cause, to a organization that you said you were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons people don't keep their word. They lack integrity. Their words and their actions are completely opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But like you say, they're not honest with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So reason number four is that people have to have integrity and they have
God.
To be honest. Or what?
They are honest with God.
Oh, absolutely.
And he sees everything.
He does? You sure about that?
He knows you better than you know yourself.
Well, what makes you think that?
I know that for
you
a fact.
You do?
Yes.
I don't know about that now. Yeah. Well, I think you're right. Because the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding the evil and the good.
And he knows our thoughts are far off.
Yes, that's so true. Before we even think the thought, we're thinking.
So he knows us better than we know ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, not being honest with ourselves is trying to hide an elephant in a room. That's going to be pretty obvious, right?
Right.
And it's things are not going to add up. Why are you trying to hide an elephant?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to hide something that huge, right?
Okay.
So I think we should be transparent. We should just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
We just come out with it. And part of this process of integrity or being honest, we need to let go of our pride.
Mm.
We need to let go of our ego. Ego means edging God out.
Okay.
A lot of times in a marriage, a spouse will hide money from the other spouse. I know. Take a deep breath. I know that's one of your pet peeves.
Oh.
Yeah. A spouse, because we deal with a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about as it relates to, absolutely.
Yeah.
I hear it all the time. Oh, my goodness. Now, I personally think it's all right to have another account, a spending account. You got one. I got one. But we got to put our money together to pay our expenses and our bills and our obligations together, right?
Right.
Right? Because you work, I work, and all God's children should be working. A person that don't work, they don't eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you jeet yet? You jeet yet? You eat yet? You get that one next week. The fifth reason. Here's the fifth reason. Thank you for tuning in to Mind Matters. We have been talking about an important topic as relates to why your money matters to God. If you have a dollar bill, $5 bill, look on the back of it, right? It says, in God we trust.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about a government trusting God. I don't know about the state trusting God. I don't know about the city officials trusting God. One thing you have to know, sir, ma'am, that you must trust God, right?
Yes.
It can be written on a piece of paper all day long, but if it's not written on the tablet of our heart, we got to trust God.
Yes. Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you don't trust him, you don't have faith in him, you can't please him.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So the fifth reason is eternal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
1 Timothy says this, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is uncertain, but to put their hope in God. who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Mm-hmm. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, I believe, through 19. Mm-hmm. And it's important to have an eternal perspective on why your money and my money matters to God.
Because we're here for one another. It said to do good.
Yes.
To be rich in good deeds.
Yes.
To be generous and yes. willing to share.
Absolutely.
So that we are all connected and we are here to help one another. And we're trusting God as we help one another that he will give us more to give.
Oh, yes. That's why the scripture says don't store in Matthew chapter 16. I'm sorry, chapter 6, not 16. Matthew chapter 6. I believe it's verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust does corrupt, where thieves come in and break in and steal. Mm-hmm. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy, nor thieves break in or steal. For where your treasure is,
there will your heart be also. Right.
We got to view our finances through the lens of eternity. You know, and that helps us to prioritize and motivate us to invest in what truly matters, because our money matters to God.
Yes.
And a lot of times people still have those childhood experiences. Mm-hmm. There's a root cause to everything. Mm-hmm. There's a root cause to everything. There's a root in the flower. Mm-hmm. There's a root. And matter of fact, one scripture says in the book of Hebrews, there's a root of bitterness. Mm. We got to get out of that bitter state, you know, childhood experiences of materialism. Or neglect. You know, some people may have grown up like money is everything. Materials are everything. People are still trying to keep up with the Joneses. People are still trying to keep up with the Smiths. Come on, somebody. Yes, people are still trying to keep up, you know. So they are holding on to money as a earthly perspective instead of an eternal perspective.
Yes.
Because our money matters to the eternal God.
Yes. And a lot of times people will use it to manipulate and try to control. But you're trying to take the place of God.
Absolutely.
Well, when you do things like that.
Houston, we got a problem. If that ever happens, you got a problem.
Yes.
Yes. This is for somebody today, what we're sharing. Mm-hmm. And I know, again, the last thing that people want to give up is their hard-earned money. No matter whether they work for it or not, whether they gamble for it or not, whether they did this for it or not illegally, some people sell drugs for money. Some people get on the corner. They sell their body for money, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's how important money is to people, because we got to have that money to live. But God will show us how to get it the right way, because whatever we have, it belongs to God.
Yeah.
The Bible said, cast our care on him because he cares for us. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Give God our burdens. Give God our worries. Give God our problems. And I think that's so important. Any last words, Lady of Honor?
I like the song that says, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who would never fail.
Absolutely.
And so that's the thing we have to keep in mind. I trust in God. He will never fail.
Absolutely. So I want to give you some marching orders today about your money, because it's all about your money mattering to God. It's time to march forward and embrace stewardship, right? Generosity.
Yes.
You got to embrace trust. You have to embrace integrity. And you have to embrace an internal perspective in your financial journey with your money, because whatever you have matters to God. And I hope you know that your money matters to God, because God gave it to you to be a blessing. So use it wisely.
Thanks for tuning into another episode of Mind Matters with Dr. J.A. Jones. Be sure to tune in next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9 for more insightful discussion about how God's word can get our minds right. You can also hear Dr. Jones preach in person Sundays at 11 a.m. at Faith Community Church of God at 1268 Gano Avenue in Orange Park, Florida, 32073. Thanks again for listening. Stay mindful and keep striving for improvement, because your mind matters to God.